Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Turn the Light On. Pastor Kevin Radlin here, and we are so glad that you joined us today for the podcast and our topical Bible study here at 91.5 FM and on our podcast on our website at ourlighthouse.net. So once again, we are hoping that you joined us today to be encouraged, to be lifted up, to be built up in the kingdom of God, and to learn more about, you know, everything that there is to know about living a life for Jesus Christ. So I always like to do the program with a special guest, and today I have my lovely, wonderful, spectacular, beautiful wife, Lisa Radlin, here with me.
Oh, thank you so much. It's amazing to be here, and I have a wonderful husband, and I'm happy to be on the radio with you today.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So anyway, guys, we believe in the power of God's Word, or we wouldn't take the time to sit here and try to teach you and instruct you in the things of the Bible. If we didn't believe that it really, truly could make a difference in your life, why would we bother? But we do, because we know there's power released when the Word of God is preached, when the Word of God is spoken, when you take the Word of God and apply it to your life personally, and then begin to believe by faith that everything in this Bible that's in front of me is true. So we are believing for complete victory over it in your life. We always like to do this with a topic, so I always like the co-host to bring the topic. Lisa, what is the topic today?
Don't settle. God has a plan and purpose for each and every one of us. Don't settle for less than what God has for you. God called Abraham the father of many nations before he even had a child.
Yeah.
And he called those things that aren't as though they are in Romans 4:17.
So that's good. So the whole idea of not settling. So what would that look like to you? That means that you're not going to compromise. You're not going to
I'm not going to let the
allow
world,
the enemy to
I'm
rip
not
you
let
off
the world or dictate who I am. I'm going to trust that the Lord has a plan and purpose for my life, and he's called me the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
Right.
And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I'm not going to settle for the world's standards is basically what I'm saying. I'm not settling for anything less than the plan that God has for my life.
Yeah, I recently just did a message in church called The Love Letter. And in that I said, you know, a lot of times we are faltering and failing in our lives because we don't know what God has said about us. We don't know what God has given us. We don't know what's available to us. And so many times I think in life, we can settle because we don't necessarily know or understand what the truth is, what God really has given us. And then the enemy actually, through deception, talks us out of the blessing of God in our life. The favor of God is on us,
but if
we don't know it.
There's about 7,000 promises that are in the Word of God that we can mine out and start declaring over our lives. We need to look through the eyes of faith and hold on to the promises that God has given us and declare them over our lives, because God sees us and calls us who and what we are. People, they call you what you are after it happens. After they see the results, they'll go, oh, okay, I'll believe it when I see it. But God sees us in our potential. So, like, think about Samuel. He found a man after God's own heart who would be king. David, a teenager, just a shepherd boy in the field.
A red-headed, freckle-faced kid like I was.
God anointed him as king. I mean, we look at him as a stinky shepherd boy. I mean, that's what the world sees him at. But to God, he saw him as king. So we can't let others define us. Because God's called us to be blessed, healthy, strong, talented, successful. God's promises never fail.
So what are your dreams, everybody that's listening out there today? You know, what are your goals? Do you even have goals? I think so many times we don't even stop to think about what are my goals in life, and we allow life to kind of dictate our trail for us. And, you know, you can settle for less if you're not careful and if you're not planning and strategically positioning yourself with the Word of God in your life, you know, to be able to step into the dreams and the goals that God has for you. You know, you've got to make petitions to the Lord. You've got to get on board with Him, hear His plan for your heart, and then begin to speak the Word of God concerning those situations over your life, and then begin to see the provision of God. I always say it this way, you know, if you don't have a vision, you're going to perish. But if you have a vision, then God will give you the provision for that vision. And that's where I believe we see a breakdown when it comes to, you know, our lives and settling for less. I think when I hear the word set, don't settle, I always look at it as like I'm accepting less than what I could have had.
Exactly.
Like when you do a settlement in a court case or something like that, the insurance company wants to settle with you. They're trying to get you to accept a number that's probably less than what they really have to give you, and they're trying to make a settlement, or you're trying to get them to give you more money than they think they should. So you have to come to an agreement. And I think we don't want to find ourselves coming into agreement with the world and settling for less than what God has for us. So I want to settle, you know, in God's side for what He has for me in my life. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Because you may not see how it will happen or when it will happen, but God will fulfill His plan if you just put your trust in Him. But we have a part to play. We have to speak it over our life and call it forth. You are healthy, whole and strong, prosperous, the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So don't settle and don't talk yourself out of God's destiny and plan for your life. You have to be careful and watch the words, because the enemy wants you to let him take control of your mouth and speak death over your life. I mean, do you remember that character Eeyore? He's like,
yeah,
and
Winnie the Pooh.
Bother, it's probably gonna rain. It never works out for me. I expected it wouldn't work out. I mean, he was constantly just looking at the dark cloud, and whatever, there could be blue sky and white clouds everywhere, but he'd focus on that one dark cloud, and oh, look at that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about that for a second. You know, people, so many people out there are living in their lives, and they've got a negative outlook. They've got a cursed viewpoint of the world. And I think it's so important that we have to watch our words. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So what's truly in your heart? Are you settling? Because when you settle in your heart first, and then you speak what you're believing. And then in doing that, you actually experience less than you would have gotten because of what you are portraying yourself to receive from the Lord. So I think some people don't even know Jesus yet. They're settling for a life without God. And that's even more of a tragedy to me, is that some people are going to go through their life and they're never going to experience the love of God. They're going to never have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And then when they die, they've got nothing. They've got nothing to stand on, because Jesus said, no one's coming to the Father except through me. And
we're not, you know, promised
so
tomorrow.
I mean, there is no promise for
literally
tomorrow.
You could walk out this door and something could happen to you tragically, and you could be gone forever. And eternity is a long time. I've really had a burden lately for people in the nursing home. I guess because my mom's getting older, and there's times where she has to go for a few days in the nursing home for respite so we can get a little bit of a break. And when I'm there, I just look it around and I'm like, wow, this is so sad.
Yeah.
It's really sad. A lot of these people, they're not getting any visitors except at Christmas time or maybe on Valentine's Day.
Maybe.
I mean, it's very rare that, I mean, there are some people that families that will come visit their loved ones, but most of them are just sitting in there and they haven't had visitors. They're just staring at four walls for like months and months and months. And these people, if they don't know Jesus, their life is going to be pure hell, literally. I mean, it's just awful. And so there's an urgency right now for us to get people into that nursing home and start ministering to those people and sharing the gospel.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the time. I mean, there's not a lot of time left for a lot of these people. They're like in their 80s, 90s, almost 100 years
old.
I've
done Bible studies over at, you know, one of the local places before COVID hit, you know, and they kind of got a little stricter on the guidelines afterwards. But we need to break back into that. And I led someone to the Lord that was over 100 years old and had never heard the gospel and went to church. A lot of their lives they had spent in church and had never heard that they needed to be saved.
How sad is that?
Jesus was going to you know, just help them in their life. And, you know, I think it all boils down to the ability that we have to speak life, you know, because words have creative power. And as we begin to speak the truth of the Word of God over our lives and over someone's life that's never heard the gospel, who's 100 years old, you know, we begin to see the Word of God. It will not come back void.
Amen.
It will accomplish what it's been set in the world to do. And I believe that if we speak the truth in love, that people will respond and people will come to know Jesus in their life.
Don't let people tell you that you don't have what it takes, because God is for us. If God is for us, who can be against us? Family, friends, and coworkers' opinions don't matter. When God has a plan for your life, you have to go forward with this plan. Let's read in Luke chapter 1. Let's talk a little story about Zacharias.
Okay, it says, there was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, of the division of Abijah. His wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, and they were blameless. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both well advanced in years. So it was that while he was serving as priest before God in the order of his division, according to the custom of the priesthood, his lot fell to burn incense when he went to the temple of the Lord. The whole multitude of the people were praying outside at the hour of incense. And an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing in the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell on him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. And he shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. He will turn away many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will also go before him in the spirit of the power of Elijah, to turn the hearts the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, and to make ready a people prepared for the Lord."
And Zacharias said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well advanced in years." And the angel answered and said to him, "I'm Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, and what was sent to speak to you these glad tidings. But behold, you will be mute and not be able to speak until the day that these things come to place, because you did not believe my words, which were to be fulfilled in its own time." And the people waited for Zacharias and marveled as he lingered for so long in the temple. But when he came out, he could not speak to them. And they perceived that he had a vision in the temple, for he beckoned to them and remained speechless. So as we can see in the scripture, Zacharias was mute and couldn't talk because he tried to deny God's promise. God shut his mouth because he knew the power of his words. There's so much power in our words. So don't talk yourself out of the victory that God has for you. You need to zip your lip and don't allow words to destroy the plans that God has for you.
Yeah, I mean, we've got to be so careful of what we are speaking. Like I said before, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks. So what's in your heart? And what is it that you need to maybe take captive of? Because if you've settled somewhere along the way and that's dropped down in your heart, you're going to speak less than what God has for you. You see, God, an angel was standing in front of him. He's sitting there with this beautiful angelic host, and yet doubt was coming out of his heart and out of his mouth. And then the angel looked at him and he said, "You're not going to be able to talk till this kid's born." You know, because in Luke 1, 57 and 61, it says, "Now Elizabeth's full time came for her to be delivered, and she brought forth the son. And when her neighbors and her relatives heard how the Lord had shown great mercy to her, they rejoiced with her. And so it was on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child. And they could have called him the name of his father, Zacharias. His mother answered and said, 'No, he'll be called John.' They said to her, 'There's no one among your relatives who's called by this name.' And they made signs to his father." And they basically said, "What would you have him to be called. And as he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, saying his name is John, they all marveled because immediately his mouth was open and his tongue loosed, and he spoke praising God. See, we had to be very careful. You know, even the angel of the Lord had to be very careful about the words that Zechariah, as his father, spoke over him. You know, and I think many times we have allowed words to come out of our mouths with our own children or with our own family members, with friends, with coworkers, and we've spoken things over people that wasn't God's plan or purpose for their lives, you know, like you're an idiot or, you know, what's wrong with you or, you know, how could you do this? Are you stupid or things like that, you know, and we're really not speaking life and we're settling. When we speak those things to people that way, we are settling for less than God's vision for their life and God's vision for our life. So we have always got to be in control of our vessel, you know, of our lives and of our mouths. And that way we can, through our words and through the power of our words, speak the life that God has over people and see them rise up and become all that God has called them to be as we encourage them and lift them up, not tear them down and break them apart.
Well, this reminds me of a story in my own life, and I've shared it once before on the program. However, I love sharing of the goodness of God, and it is a testimony. It's important because it encourages others not to give up, and also that God's no respecter of people. I mean, that means that if he did it for me, he can do it for you. But I had a miscarriage, and I was told by the doctor because of a high prolactin level, which is a milk-producing hormone, that I would continue to have miscarriages. And the only thing that would help me was a certain pill. It was really expensive, and it caused negative side effects. I felt dizzy. My ears were ringing. I mean, I almost fell down the stairs. And so I told the doctor, and he said, "I'm sorry, but that's the only way." Well, I trusted God, and during the time I was bleeding, I was laying in bed with my feet elevated, thanking the Lord that he would stop this miscarriage. I was listening to praise and worship music, and that song, "God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me." And I was believing God that I wouldn't miscarry. But, however, to my disappointment, I still had a miscarriage. And at that time, it was so hard for me because so many of my friends were having babies. Even my cousin was having a baby. I just felt so defeated. Well, several weeks later, as I was in church, I heard that song, "God Will Make a Way Where There Seems to Be No Way." And I was just standing there thinking, well, last time I heard this song, I was believing God not to miscarry. And here I am, not pregnant, feeling hopeless. Then after the church service ended, an elderly lady at the church came up to me and she said, she didn't even know the situation that I had a miscarriage, but she said, "Lisa, I have to tell you, during that song, 'God will make a way where there seems to be no way,' I looked over and I saw Kevin worshiping the Lord, and I saw the hand of God on your stomach, and I heard the words, 'I will bless her womb.'" And I knew that God had answered my prayers because it was during that song. Like, it was so great that she actually told me this, because so many times God will share something in your heart and you're like, should I tell this person or should I not? And go ahead and do it, because it ministered so much to me, because it made me realize, like, yes, God heard my cry because it was during that song. So I felt like he heard my prayers. And then I found out I was pregnant and I had my first son, Justin, then Jason, then Jacob, then finally Jenna. And I was like, God made a way where it looked like it wasn't going to happen in the natural. But I could have settled for what the doctor said. I mean, I could have received the negative report from the doctor as truth in my life and gave up on having children. I could have started saying, well, I can't have any kids. And by doing that, I'd be putting curses over my life, because death and life are in the power of the tongue. And our words have so much power. I mean, I could have missed out on the amazing blessing of 4 children here on earth. And by the way, when I get to heaven, I'm going to get to meet the child or children that I had before that I had miscarried. I'll get to meet them. But the bottom line is, what things are you settling for in your life? Do you think like your future doesn't look promising? Do you feel like something's been spoken over you and you've claimed that as your own? You need to trust the Lord and you need to seek his promises and realize that what the world says isn't what God has for you.
Yeah, I would say this. Don't settle. Don't settle for that stuff. And Jesus paid the greatest price for your healing, for your deliverance, for your salvation. And, you know, we can't settle. when it comes to sickness in our life. You know, maybe your back hurts and you're like, oh, my back always hurts. Well, no, begin to declare the word of God over your body and over your life and just begin to say, no, my back is healed in Jesus' name. In accordance with your word, I command this pain to leave my back, and I speak recreative miracles over my disc, over the vertebrae in my back. You know, what are we speaking? What are we believing? Are we attaching faith to our words and speaking life over our back, or are we cursing our back and just speaking as what it looks like in the natural? Because faith calls those things that be not as though they are, and it says, I'm going to believe beyond and even bigger than what the world has to offer. So, you know, we have to use the authority that we have as a believer in Christ, and we need to take a stand against this stuff in our life, poverty, you know, the bills, the children that are just seem like they're going crazy. We can't say they've lost their mind. No, we have to speak life over them, and, you know, don't settle. Don't settle for that.
I mean, have you been given a negative doctor's report? Have you looked at your bank account and it doesn't look like you're going to be able to pay your bills? Don't settle. God is your provider, Jehovah Jireh. He's the God of more than enough. He will make a way where there seems to be no way. He'll make a roadway in the wilderness, a river in the desert. He's the God that parts the Red Sea so we can walk across dry land. He makes water come from a rock and manna from heaven. And he is the same God, same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yeah, that is so good, man. I hope you guys are grasping this. We're really trying to paint a picture of what it looks like in your life to not settle for what the enemy's doing. There is an enemy out there. Satan is real. His cohorts are real. They are trying to steal, kill, and destroy your life. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and life more abundantly. So in other words, Jesus is like, they're coming. They're going to try to steal. They're going to try to kill. They're going to try to destroy. But don't settle. I've come that you might have life. Stand on my word. Stand on my promises. Open that book. Learn it. Read it. Study it. Figure it out. Learn what I have given you so that you can stand on the promises of God in your life. And you will not settle for anything less than what God has already purchased for you through the precious blood that Jesus shed on the cross for each and every one of us. And we have the divine right to be the children of God and to walk in complete and total victory in our lives. We're going to take a quick break, hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back here at Turn the Light On.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. We know he's coming around. We know he's coming around. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Today, today. Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is a place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, it's Pastor Kevin Radlin with my wife Lisa Radlin here at Turn the Light On. And we've been talking about not settling, Lisa, and just coming at this from a perspective of, you know, the enemy is always trying to get us to take less than what God really truly has for us in our life. And the idea of settling is, it shouldn't sit well with us as believers. You know, we've got to get to a place where everything that God wants for us, we want for us, and nothing less will do.
Don't settle, because we have been given the power and authority God gives us. It's like the power of attorney. You know, that's a powerful document. And when you have power of attorney, you can do anything that that person can do as if you're that person. So in a way, that's how it is with the Lord. He's given us the power and authority that we have. When we speak the name of Jesus, we can do the same things that Jesus did, and even greater things, because he goes to the Father. So we can declare the word of God over someone. We can pray for the sick and see them recover. We can cast out demons. We can speak in tongues. But we can do anything that Jesus did, because he goes to the Father. And we need to take that authority.
Yeah. Jesus said, the things that I've done, you'll do, and even greater things will you do, because I go to the Father. And his whole purpose in coming and dying on the cross and giving his life for us was so that we could experience all of the blessings that God had for us. He made us the righteousness of God in him so that we could be filled with the Holy Spirit and we could actually begin to walk in the authority that God intentionally gave Adam in the beginning. And we lost that. We settled for less back in the garden. And now through sin entering into the world is settling for way less than God's plan for them. And our goal is that you would see the victory that you can have in Jesus Christ today, that you would walk in all of that victory that he has through, you know, learning the word, through learning the scriptures and experiencing and knowing and understanding through God's love letter who you are in Christ, what God has given you, and what is capable through a believer in this world is powerful, but we just are settling for way less. So we've got to get our act together and really become who God's called us to be.
When God is on our side, we can't lose. We have the victory in Christ Jesus. We just need to take the authority that he has given us and start speaking the word, start declaring the word, find scriptures and start speaking them over your life. And you're going to see the power of God come forth, and you're going to see amazing things happen.
Guys, we hope you've enjoyed this topic today. Don't settle in your life. Lord, we believe that by the blood of Jesus that you are going to give victory to each and every person that's listening. So we hope you enjoyed the program, and thanks again for tuning in to Turn the Light On.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m., We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.